Now here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello everyone, this is The Thought Process, I'm your host, Vincent Labrador, and we're here to talk about The Office today. And this is the first part of the series that I'm calling The Office, It's Something Special. And it's funny, before I started recording this, I was actually watching The Office bloopers on YouTube, and I was like, you know what, I feel the need to record this podcast this time. I just felt it, you know? And if you haven't seen The Office, you're missing out, dude. It's on Netflix right now. Just give it a shot. You won't feel stupid, or you won't feel like you wasted your time watching it. So if you do plan on watching it or you haven't finished it, there'll be spoilers here. That's a warning. That's a fair warning. On the other hand, if you have seen it, then let's take a look back at why The Office was such a special thing. So there's a whole introduction of the show and introduction to everything about the show that we go through right now. I just don't feel like doing it. I'm just going to assume that if you're listening to this right now that you have seen it. And we're going to talk about it a lot. So if you haven't even seen it and you decide to listen to it anyways, then you're just going to get the gist of it through the series. But just watch it, dude. Like, it's worth it, man. It's worth the time. Okay? Or girl. Whoever's listening to this, I apologize. So, like many people, I've seen the show more than 3 times, actually. By the 3rd time I watched it, honestly, I didn't understand why I watched it after that. I was just sitting, I was like, why the heck am I still watching this show? Like, I've been through all these emotions already. Why am I putting myself through this again? So then, with that in mind, I decided to watch it 2 more times, but just, like, thinking to myself, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Then finally, I watched it another 2 times, but then I actually looked into it in great detail. I looked at the character arcs, the scenes and the subtlety of the scenes, the comedy of the show, and the story itself. Every part and every corner of this show is great and deserves all the attention, all the love that it's still getting to this day. Even after years it stopped airing, after years they stopped shooting, it's still getting all this love for whatever reason. But why is that? Let's dive into it. So at this point, you might be wondering to yourself, why is he making a series out of this? Like, why doesn't he just make one post and put it out for the world to see? Well, the thing is, The Office it's bigger than just one post. It's bigger than the show itself, really. And there's a lot to talk about. And if you argue that there isn't, I couldn't disagree more. There's so much to talk about in this show. Now, personally, this show is not my favorite, but it's one of them, and it's also, I think, one of the greatest TV sitcoms to ever come out on air, ever. But the thing is, The Office shouldn't be special. In fact, it should be boring. It actually almost got denied a second season, and it only got a second season because of technology evolving, because the iPod came out, and it was just accessible for people to watch The Office instead of just watching on TV. And just thinking about what the camera crew was filming is boring all on its own. Like, the mockumentary camera crew inside the universe of The Office. You can just think about it like this, okay? A camera crew decides to film a northeastern Pennsylvania-based mid-sized paper company at which they follow the day-to-day life of the co-workers and the boss. One salesman is in love with the receptionist, so that's a relationship that we can follow. Another salesman lives on a beet farm, so there's depth, and then there's a boss that's just crazy and eccentric. What about that sounds special? Nothing about that there is sounds exciting or different. It sounds like the life of a regular person. It sounds boring. But this is exactly why The Office succeeds. That's the funny thing about The Office, isn't it? It sounds like a show that's built to fail. It sounds like
something that shouldn't win all the hearts of people. It sounds like something that shouldn't win Emmys. And yet, it made it up to season 9. And even then, the actors and the crew were the ones to go to the producers and be like, alright, we gotta end it, and we're gonna end it on our own terms. Like, that takes a lot of balls. That takes courage. There's a lot of meaning behind it. If the crew and the actors were the one that goes to the producers, The producers didn't cut the show. The family of the Office actors and crew were the one that was just like, let's stop it. We're on a good roll right now, but let's stop it here. Let's stop it on a good thing. And they definitely could have signed for another season, but they didn't. So anyways, inside the universe that we're talking about right now, the characters in the show were surprised to see that they got a camera crew to film them. Like, if a camera crew were to come to you right now into your house and start filming your life, you'd probably have the same thoughts as them. Like, why? Why did you... What was the point of this? Why'd you pick me? There's nothing here. None of them knew why they were chosen, but actually, they were lucky that they were. Because they thought their life was boring, you know? Selling paper, signing signatures, filling out forms, crossing T's, dotting I's. But when we watch it, when we watch it on our screens, it's exciting and it's funny. And it's something we can look forward to at the end of the day. And I know it's a fiction, it's a mockumentary, but The Office isn't just following the lives of these people, it's actually teaching us a lesson. The characters find their life boring, and we view the same way about our lives, right? Does that make sense? They don't see why their life is so special, and we think the same thing about ourselves. Their story connects to our story of life. What seems boring to us isn't really boring. That's crazy. That blows my mind just to think about it like that. Okay, for example, at the beginning of the show, the first episode, Jim Halpert says that he's bored just talking about his job. And it's implied that he hates his job because it's boring. Why would you love a job that's boring? And honestly, they've talked about it before that their job doesn't really pay well. The manager, there's an episode where Dwight Schrute's like, oh, here's the best part. I'm getting paid $80,000 a year to be manager. Like, $80,000 isn't really that big, to be honest. So why would Jim say that he finds his job boring? It's implied that he hates his job and he doesn't love it. But at the end, at the last episode of The Office, he says that he owes everything he has to this job, to The Office. It was a symbol of life. Inside life can be uneventful and slow, but it holds treasures that we forget about. It's easy to remember all the tough times and all the slow and dumb times of life, but the fun times somehow tend to struggle to find its way to the front of our brain. And this is why The Office is something special. It's a mirror image of what our life is like. Like I said earlier, in the last episode of The Office of the TV series, The job and the office is a symbol of life, right? I said that. I'm pretty sure I said that. And we forget how grateful we need to be of life. That even though it might not seem fun, just walking away from it, it means we're walking away from all the good times that come with it. And it may be simple little things like driving or walking to work or going for a walk in the park, or a small little prank, or something funny, like a friend stepping on a George Foreman grill. Stuff like that. You know, the bad times, sure, okay, yeah, they're tough. Of course, they're the bad times in life. But that's what makes the good times so much better. It makes the good times worth it. Inside The Office, and I'm not saying like the title of The Office, I'm saying inside The Office, like where they work, is unpredictable because we expect it to be boring. We expect it to not be funny and crazy. And selling papers shouldn't be fun enough to have 9 seasons worth of film, right? But it is. When we think that we're boring, we should remind ourselves that we're really not. You never know what to expect from life, and that's exactly what the show is trying to say. So why do I think The Office is bigger than we think? It's why it's bigger than the show itself? Because in life, you think you know exactly what to say, what to expect, and what to do. And that sounds stale and dull. It sounds too ordinary. However, there's a lot of beauty in ordinary things. Isn't that kind of the point? So, that being said, thank you so much for listening to The Thought Process. This is the first part of the series, The Office. It's something special. There will be more coming out. It won't be right after one another. There'll be breaks in between. There'll be a few other things to talk about between those episodes. But yeah, this is just the first part of many. I'd say 5 or 6. We'll see how it goes. But thank you so much for listening. Comment if you have a suggestion or you want to ask me a question. I can answer whatever. If you want a suggestion of a TV show you want me to review, or a movie, or even a song, I'll give it the best I can. Or if there's something you want me to talk about, for example, I don't know, some philosophy question, like if a tree falls in a forest, does it make a sound? If you want to talk about that, I can definitely talk about that. I love that topic. I love philosophy. So yeah, just comment. And of course, share this. Share my vocal page to your friends, to your family members. I don't really care. We should grow this community, grow as big as we can, and see where we can go from there. Because that is the ultimate goal here, to get a big, big old community coming together to talk about one awesome thing, to have a thought process all together. Okay, so anyways, this is The Thought Process. I'm your host, Vince Labrador, and I'll see you guys next time. Adios. Now here he is, ladies and gentlemen.